When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, all this week, all this week, our mystery songs are from Merv Griffin, because all this week, Merv Griffin is providing our Joey introduction music. And guess what the name of this song is? It's from The Most Happy Fella, and it's called Joey. Thank you. I got that one right, Rick. And you know, Rick, this was written about a Joey who's a boy standing on the corner watching all the girls go by. But we use it for us, don't we? And Merv was so good to me all the years. Thank you, Rick. That's special. I got one. Okay, Joey pals, let's go to the theater, spelled properly. And that means the McCallum Theater.com. Is that right? McCallumtheater.org. That's my third mistake in 2023. So we have to say hello to Jeff Norman.
Hey, Joey, how are ya?
I'm okay. I'm coming back to what is normal after Abu Dhabi. You should go there once. You don't need to go every summer, but it's amazing. Dubai, Qatar, Abu Dhabi, it's amazing.
Well, our president and CEO and artistic director, Mitch Gershenfeld, he and his wife love it there, and I think they're going to go back again. So maybe I'll hitch a ride.
Tyler had a beard at the time. He looked like a sheik. We bought those costumes, I forget what they're called, to go into the temple at Abu Dhabi. And Tyler, I'll show you the picture, he could have lived there. They're not real fond of women over there, so I would have, my mouth would have gotten me in such trouble on so many levels. But I was at the theater last week for the Desert Symphony, for the Eagles tribute. Love that theater. But you've got a big announcement. Take it away, Jeff. First of all, what's your title over there?
Vice President, Communications and Public Affairs.
Take it away, Jeff Norman.
Thanks, Shelley. It's always lovely to have this platform and to spend some time with you. We are here to announce the 2023-2024 season for the McCallum Theater. And tickets are on sale now. You can go to McCallumTheater.org. Right, or you can call 760-340-2787. And we have a great, great Mitch Gershenfeld has done it again. We're going to start off with, we start off with the dogs. We go to the dogs. We have something called the Stunt Dog Experience, and that's in November, and that's our first show of the season. It's part of our City of Rancho Mirage Family Fun Series. So we're excited about that. Then we've got Broadway, and Broadway this year, we have three titles brand new. They've never been at the McCallum before. Just recently off of the Great White Way itself, the Cher Show. And we've got Mean Girls, Tina Fey's Mean Girls, which I saw in New York and is fantastic, and Pretty Woman, which is based on the Julia Roberts and Richard Gere film. We also have Chicago, which is a favorite of our audiences. And then for the first time in 30 years, we have Les Miserables coming back again. It has not been here since 1993. So we are really, really excited about that.
I can't remember where I saw that. It was in a legitimate theater. Could it have been the Schubert?
It could have been the Schubert or the Pantages or something like that. Yeah.
How many years?
30, 1993, which I can't believe was 30 years ago. But then we also have some Broadway adjacent kind of things. We've got Patti LuPone coming back with a brand new show and Kristen Chenoweth coming back with a brand new show. And we've got our very own Lucy Arnaz coming with a brand new show and Linda Etter coming with a brand new show. And we have something called the Four Phantoms, which are four gentlemen who have played the Phantom either on Broadway or in the West End in London. And they're going to come and they're going to do Phantom stuff and they're going to do a lot of other Broadway stuff.
Can you name them?
I cannot.
I saw Robert Guillaume do it in London and Davis Gaines do it twice in L.A.
I actually saw Michael Crawford, the original Phantom, which was, that's how old I am. Yeah. And, you know, interesting little little tidbit here. On opening night of the McCallum Theater, amongst other luminaries like Diane Carroll and Vic Damone and Lucille Ball and John Forsythe and Van Cliburn, they were premiering a couple of numbers from a little show that was going to open about 2 weeks later by this young up-and-coming composer, and that was Andrew Lloyd Webber with Sarah Brightman, and it was Phantom of the Opera. So Phantom of the Opera, which is closing soon after 35 years, but the McCallum is still going strong.
And you know, with the heartache that has occurred in New York, we are so blessed to have you and the McCallum and Mitch here in our zip code, if you will, for lack of a better term. And we don't have to do the hassle of traveling and the fear that's going on in New York right now, and the heartache that is the theater there right now.
Well, we are blessed because the audiences came back in numbers this year, and with this, season that's concluding, is probably going to end up being the second most successful in the theater's history, philanthropically and in terms of audiences. So thank you to the Coachella Valley audiences.
You know, for 180 plus weeks since we started the word pandemic. Dr. Brian Hodgkins is on my show every Monday talking about what's going on, and we have the medicine chest, and Joey Powell sending questions. He did a whole segment a Monday a week ago about the fact that the McCallum has lifted their restrictions on some level. Bring us up to date.
Well, in the new season, there will be no restrictions any longer. No vaccination checks, no masks. They're encouraged, but they're not required. So that begins in the fall.
When I was traveling to Abu Dhabi, there wasn't a soul with a mask. You know, not on the airplanes, not in the countries, not in the airports. So, okay, turn the page. Okay, back to the lineup. Yeah, and it's all going to be up on joeyenglish.com, so don't try and memorize it.
So we've been doing this wonderful National Geographic series for the last couple of years. Nat Geo was sold to Disney, and Disney is only bringing it to larger markets. So we went out and created our own. So we're doing our own McCallum Theater Adventure Speaker Series, and we're starting it off with Peter Hillary, who is the son of Sir Edmund Hillary. And we've got two others that are really great. So we are going to – the audiences love that, and so we're programming it ourselves now.
How on earth do you create a whole series from things that you haven't been delving into for years?
Because one of the people who used to work on the Nat Geo series went out on her own, and Mitch knows her, and we put together our own series, so we're excited about that.
What a blessing. Okay, more.
Well, we are co-producing things now. We're generally a presenting theater, but we are going to be co-producing a tribute to John Williams, the wonderful conductor and composer, Mitch is bringing in musicians, the finest musicians from Los Angeles, many of whom have played on John Williams' scores for the actual movies. So we're doing that. And then we're doing something called Industrial Strength Broadway. Did you ever do industrials when you were back in the day?
Yes, but we called them something else. I have to think of what we called them, but I know what you mean.
So industrials were, they had corporations that would have their sales.
I did all of Canada for McDonald's.
Okay.
I'll think of the word at 3 o'clock in the morning and call you.
Well, they were supposed to just be these quiet things, and they would hand out little record albums to the sales reps, and they were supposed to go nowhere. Well, a writer on the David Letterman show found them all over the country in all different places and produced a documentary on Netflix called Bathtubs Over Broadway. And Mitch got in touch with that guy, and we're going to recreate some of those things on the McCallum stage. So it's a lot of fun, and that's called Industrial Strength Broadway.
So there are so many Joey Pals. If this is kind of overwhelming, it's a good thing. But there are so many different categories. Do you know off the top of your head how many?
Well, we've got comedy. We've got Robert Klein coming for the first time. We've got Rita Rudner coming back. We've got the folks from Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's called Who's Live Anyway. We've got Ruben Studdard and Clay Aiken from the second season of American Idol. They're coming. We've got Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. We've got wonderful classical talent. Renee Fleming is coming. Lang Lang is coming. So that's extraordinary. We've got opera and operetta. We have spectacle. We've got It's Magic coming back. We've got the Peking Acrobats. So there's a little bit of something for everybody.
And Joey Pals, we tell you this every year, Jeff does. Smile and dial. Because he comes on early, tells you immediately when tickets go on sale. Season starts in November. And then you call us and whine that something sold out.
We just had a completely sold-out run of the Broadway show Come From Away, which was extraordinary.
That's what Dr. Brian Hodgkin saw at the McCallum.
8 performances. You couldn't get a seat. So please, if there's something that you want to see, go online immediately and get it, because we're a relatively small and wonderfully intimate theater. It's 1,127 seats. It's not like the big theaters in Los Angeles or San Diego. Right. So if you want those tickets, don't put it off.
How many nights? I know you tell me this every year. How many nights of shows do you know yet?
Well, pretty much from mid-November to mid-April, we're pretty much every night. And if we don't have the longer runs of a five, we've got the Ten Tenors coming back for 6 performances and Pink Martini coming back for 6 performances. And then the Broadways are either 5 or 8 performances. But other than that, our crew is changing shows every day. So, you know, we may have a big Broadway musical one night and a little Little Recital the next night, or the Desert Symphony the next night, or Palm Springs Friends of Philharmonic the next night, and then we had to put up, you know, a bare stage for a comedian. So it's we have the best crew in the business, and they do an amazing job. But if you don't like what's going on tonight at the McCallum, wait until tomorrow night.
Can you buy single tickets, or do you have to buy a series?
We're all single tickets, so if we'd love you to buy more than one. We have Mitch's picks again this year. He's got four shows that are including, and you may remember this young lady, a young lady by the name of Carrie St. Louis. She was the winner of Open Call in 2004. That's already 20 years ago.
Oh, my God.
But she's been a big star on Broadway. She's been in Wicked and School of Rock and Kinky Boots. So she's coming back. She actually came back to entertain the Muses last summer. And she said she will always consider the McCallum her home stage. And she's performed in opera houses all over the world.
What do you categorize the McCallum as? I mean, Acrisure's thousands and thousands. And then there's L.A. Why are we so successful in our niche?
It's the audience. I mean, we have the most loyal, most wonderful audience, and that not only do they buy tickets, but they support us philanthropically, which helps us have the top-rated education program in the region.
Kaiser
Thurston Frary. And we've got Open Call coming up on April 21st and 22nd, so there are still a few tickets available for that, and it's a wonderful, wonderful talent show with all of your neighbors from 10 to 84 years old this year.
Thank you for sharing the heartbeats. Jeff Norman, how many years have we been doing this?
I'm here 10 years now.
Oh, no, it has to be more than that.
No, really. I got here in 2013.
I've been on the air 28 years.
You beat me.
Yeah, but it seems like I've always known you.
No, isn't that sweet? Yeah, I love that.
Thank you for stopping by. Website and phone number one more time.
McCallumtheater.org, 760-340-2787.
If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.